Welcome to our daily inspiration today. Thank you for joining us. We want to look at Psalm 146 and see what the Lord would have for us today. There are many scriptures that are very important, very relevant for us today, even though they were written thousands of years ago. And Psalm 146 doesn't say who the writer was. It could have been David, could have been someone else. David wrote many of them, but not all of them. But the theme of the psalm here, I believe, is about trusting the Lord and just being amazed at how God works to provide and protect his people, to provide for and protect his people. So he sets the stage here, gives some context by some words of praise here at the beginning, and I'll just read them in verse 1 and 2. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, I will praise the Lord. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. So as long as we are in this body, we can praise the Lord. I'm certain that we will praise him when we are with him as well. Then in verse 3 and 4, he gives some direction that I think are very wise, and we would do well to give heed to them. Do not put your trust in princes, nor in the Son of Man, in whom there is no help or no salvation. He cannot save us. His spirit departs. He returns to his earth. In that very day, his plans perish. So great men who have much authority, it is easy for people to place their trust and their hopes, to set their hopes on such a person. And that is not the way we ought to do. It is not wise. The Bible does say in Proverbs 29 verse 4 or 29 verse 2, it says, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when a wicked man rules, the people groan. And it is certainly great to have leaders, authority figures, men in authority such as kings, presidents, governors, who are righteous or who seek to do what is right, who seek to lead according to the word of God. That is cause for rejoicing. When a wicked man rules, the people groan. That's what the Bible says. That's the way it is. But we cannot place our hopes on a political leader, and certainly not our trust. They cannot save us. They cannot provide for us everything that we need. Only God can do that. And I want to look at an example here in the New Testament that kind of draws this out and illustrate how political leaders have their allegiance to the political power and not to righteousness. And it's the story of King Herod here, who beheaded John the Baptist. And I'm going to be reading from Mark chapter 6. And this was when Jesus began to be widely known. Let's see, we'll start reading in verse 14. Now King Herod heard of him, that is Jesus, for his name had become well known. And he said, John the Baptist is risen from the dead, and therefore these powers are at work in him. Others said, it is Elijah. And others said, it is the prophet, or like one of the prophets. But when Herod heard, he said, this is John, whom I beheaded, he has been raised from the dead. For Herod himself had sent and laid hold of John and bound him in prison for the sake of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, for he had married her. So apparently at this particular time, when Jesus was becoming well known, Herod's guilty conscience had persuaded him that John had been raised from the dead. And then Mark goes back, the writer here, and gives the account of how it came to be that John had been put to death. Verse 18, because John had said to Herod, it is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife. Therefore Herodias held it against him and wanted to kill him, but she could not. For Herod feared John, knowing that he was a just and holy man, and he protected him. And when he heard him, he did many things and heard him gladly. So here we have Herod's heart, at least in part, was to do what is right. He wanted to be a godly leader, a godly king. He wanted to do what is right. Now, obviously, he did not want to go as far as putting away his wife, which he had taken unlawfully. But in many things, he heard him, and he heard him gladly. But Herodias hated him. Verse 21, then an opportune day came when Herod on his birthday gave a feast for his nobles, the high officers, and the chief men of Galilee. And when Herodias' daughter herself came in and danced and pleased Herod and those who sat with him, the king said to the girl, ask me whatever you want, and I will give it to you. He also swore to her, whatever you ask me, I will give you up to half my kingdom. So she went out and said to her mother, what shall I ask? And she said, the head of John the Baptist. Immediately she came in with haste to the king and asked, I want you to give me at once the head of John the Baptist on a platter. And the king was exceedingly sorry, yet because of the oath and because of those who sat with him, he did not want to refuse her. Immediately the king sent an executioner and commanded his head to be brought, and he went and beheaded him in prison. So there we have the account of John the Baptist's death, and King Herod, who heard him gladly, in the end he was in part he was bound by his oath, his promise, and also because of those who sat with him. He didn't want to look the fool. And those are political pressures that political leaders face. They are faced with pressures that we probably can't totally understand in whole. But their primary allegiance will be to their position of power. Had he gone back on his word, it would have cost him greatly politically. He would have been known as a liar then, even though it is good to not keep a bad promise, but to repent from it. That wouldn't have been much help to him in the political world. And so his primary allegiance, as I said, is to his position of power, and that is how it works, and that is how things are with kings and governors and presidents and so forth. They have worked hard to get to where they're at, and they don't want to give it up lightly. So that is why we cannot put our trust and our hope upon political leaders, because they are first and foremost, they are after the position for themselves. rather than others, for the most part. There may be some exceptions. But in Psalm 146, the writer then goes on and he changes his focus to God. That is who we can trust. That is who we can place our hopes upon. He says, "Happy is he who has the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, who made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, who keeps truth forever, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. The Lord gives freedom to the prisoners." He talks about things that kings and political leaders ought to be doing, executing justice and providing food to those who are in need, and so forth and so on. But many times they fail. They are looking out for themselves, for their own interests, and for the interests of their political allies. Verse 8, "The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord raises those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the strangers. He relieves the fatherless and widow. But the way of the wicked he turns upside down." Verse 9 there has a phrase that catches my attention. "The Lord watches over the strangers." And where is a political leader who will put himself out for the sake of strangers who are in no position to give anything back? Only the Lord does that, of authority figures. That is what we are called to do, to help the strangers, to help the needy, those who are in no position to repay us. But that is not how kings and political leaders do. But the Lord does that. Verse 10 of the psalm ends with these words, "The Lord shall reign forever, your God, O Zion, to all generations. Praise the Lord." Your God, he is talking now to Zion. The writer here, Zion, I believe would be, for us, it would be the New Testament church. Your God, O Zion, to all generations. Every generation can come to the same God that people throughout history were able to go to with their needs, and he is still in power. He can still help. He can still rescue. He can still deliver and relieve the needs, and that should encourage us, and it should encourage us to put our hope and trust in him or where they belong, and to appreciate leaders and men in authority who are working to protect and provide for their people, but ultimately, they can only do so much. And may the Lord bless you, and I hope you have a blessed day, too.